Praise the Lord, and God bless you, Pastor Rice, Sister Rose, and all the saints. This is Sister Diane Johnson, who is very thankful and blessed to be at the Overcomer. Thank you, Jesus, and praise your holy name. And I do pray for all the precious brothers and sisters everywhere and ask your continued prayers for me, as they are much needed and appreciated. Lord, help the saints to keep the faith through our trials and tribulations. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, come is my prayer. And Lord, bless all the saints everywhere in Maranatha.
Heavenly Father, thank you for another day of grace. Thank you, Lord. Help me this hour. Help us, Lord. We are your people. We are the sheep of your pasture. Thou art worthy, O God. We are undeserving. We would present our bodies in the performance of our reasonable service to glorify our God who's so good to us. I pray in Jesus' name, amen. So here's the definition. You give me the word. Cheating someone out of what is rightfully theirs. Huh? Defraud? Boy, look at him. Ain't he something? Thank you, Lord. Anybody ever heard of defraud? That's cheating someone out of what's rightfully theirs. It fit in with joy being missing. It also fits in with the habanero cheese being missing. Habanero. All right. Y'all pardon my speech. habanero. Hot. But surely someone have knowledge of that. I believe so. So help us out. Return the joy. Return the habanero. Thank you, Lord. Now, probably what I'll do is just read my scriptures, so I don't want to be overbearing. A fool and his money are soon parted. I've heard things that are highly esteemed among men are abomination to God. Charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who giveth us richly all things to enjoy, that they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate, laying up in store for themselves a foundation against the time to come. The time to come. Y'all know there's a time coming? Noah knew that there was a time coming. You know how? God warned Noah. God still warns. The Bible is full of them. Warnings and admonitions. And Noah being warned of God of things not seen as yet. Move with fear. That's our example. And in his moving with fear, he built an ark to the saving of his household. He condemned the world. And all that God commanded Noah, so did he. So the bottom line is, being warned, we obey. Take heed. O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust, avoiding profane and vain babblings and oppositions of. Now, what that is, profane and vain babblings, anything that is contrary to sound doctrine, that's evil. Anything that's not commensurate with the truth, that does not bear witness with the truth, is evil. Unbelief is evil. Unbelief is the sin that does so easily beset us. We have instruction concerning unbelief. Lay it aside. We have instruction concerning our kinfolk. Lay them aside. Vain babblings and oppositions of science falsely so called, which some professing, the end of all of that is they err from the faith. They err from the faith. Grace be with thee, amen. Revelation 3:16, so then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth, because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing. That's the definition of rich. Don't need nothing. And knowest not that thou art wretched, miserable and poor and blind and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich. And white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. Now the rich say they're rich, but they don't know that they're wretched and miserable. Poor, blind, and naked. So they're content in their riches. They're satisfied with their riches. They seek their riches. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich. So we can be rich. Once we know that we're poor. Blessed are the pure in heart, the pure in heart, for they shall see God. The pure in heart. Thank you, Lord. The pure in heart. Blessed are the. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be ye poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are ye that hunger now, for ye shall be filled. Blessed are ye that weep now, for ye shall laugh. Blessed are ye when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company. We're blessed. Hallelujah. You know, the choice is made every day. When they shall separate you from their company and shall reproach you and cast your name as evil. Cast out your name as evil. For the Son of Man's sake. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy. For behold, your reward is great in heaven. Hallelujah. One of you when all men shall speak well of you. Well, mostly we don't worry about that, do we? For so did they, their fathers, to the false prophets. Thank you, Lord. Seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain. When he was set, his disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit. For theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Go to now, ye rich men, weep and howl. For your misery, that shall come upon you. Your riches are corrupted. Your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver is cankered. And the rust of them shall be for a witness, shall be a witness against you. And ye shall eat your flesh as it were fire. You have heaped together treasures for the last days. Behold, the hire of the laborers who have reaped down your fields, which is of you kept back by fraud, crieth, and the cries of them which have reaped are entered into the ears of the Lord of Sabaoth. You have lived in pleasure on the earth and have been wanton. You have nourished your hearts as in a day of slaughter. Oh, my Lord. And I will bring distress upon men, that they shall walk like blind men, because they have sinned against the Lord. And their blood shall be poured out as dust, and their flesh as the dung. Neither their silver nor their gold shall be able to deliver them in the day of the Lord's wrath. But the whole land shall be devoured by the fire of his jealousy, for he shall make even a speedy riddance of all them that dwell in the land. Hearken, my beloved brethren. Hath not God chosen the poor of this world, rich in faith, and heirs of the kingdom, which he hath promised to them that love him? But you have despised the poor. Do not rich men oppress you and draw you before the judgment seats? Do not they blaspheme that worthy name by which you are called? If ye fulfill the royal law according to the scriptures, you do well. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But if you have respect to persons, ye commit sin and are convinced of the law as transgressors. Ezekiel chapter 7, verse 19. They shall cast their silver in the streets, and their gold shall be removed. Their silver and their gold shall not be able to deliver them in the day of the wrath of the Lord. They shall not satisfy their soul, neither fill their bowels, because it is the stumbling block of their iniquity. Help me, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God. Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God. That was a power he exercised, the power he received from God. By faith, it gave him power to make a righteous choice. By faith, he made a righteous choice. He chose by faith rather to suffer affliction with the people of God, rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Hallelujah. Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches. So rejoice. And men separate from their company. They say all manner of evil against you falsely. These are the riches that God gives us. Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. For he had recompense unto respect unto the recompense of the reward. Men love rewards. God has a reward for us. In fact, we are enjoying some of the reward right now. Oh, but there's more to come. Things that I have not seen, nor you have heard, neither have entered into the heart of man. Things exceedingly abundantly above all that we could even ask or think. Treasures in heaven. Where moth and rust does not corrupt and thieves do not break through and steal. Something we can stand on in the day of God's wrath. Something that will help us in the time of tribulation. Thank you, Lord. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king. Thank you, Lord. For he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Thank you, Father. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing has happened unto you. But rejoice inasmuch as you are partakers of Christ's suffering, partakers of his reproach. Rejoice. That when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. Amen. Exceeding joy. Hallelujah. So the facsimile or representation may be gone, but we still have our joy. We still have our joy. The rock that says joy is missing, but we still have our joy. This is the truth with all the things of God. It can't be taken. They can burn down the house, but the church still stands. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Yes, Lord.
We're the temple of God.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, yeah. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
So, let me go on.
Thank you, Lord.
If you be reproached, again, we're talking about this treasure, the reproach of Christ.
Amen.
Don't complain.
No.
Don't duck and hide.
No.
This is your reward.
Yeah.
This is part of your reward.
Yeah.
Huh? The hypocrite has his reward, but this is your reward. So, we are partakers of Christ's suffering. You know, if folk separate from our company because we're determined to live for Christ. Yeah. If because we're mean and nasty, that's another thing. But if we determine we're going to live for Christ and for Christ we live, and they don't want to, then we should rejoice in that. Hallelujah. Now, we love to have them along with us. Praise the Lord. We love to. Yeah. Yeah, people that have met the Lord, they want everybody saved. Knowing that everybody can't be saved. But you know, the first thing I started to do was tell folk. You know, like nobody knew. But I'd not known like I knew then. So I tried to tell them, I know like I know now. And it was a drastic turnaround. Just one weekend. It's like this. I was platoon sergeant, and, you know, we had a Friday afternoon, Friday evening, last formation of the week. And I cussed them out. Always did. You know, it was just part of the deal. They knew I didn't mean any harm. But Monday morning, I'm saying, y'all need to get right with God. You need to get to know Jesus. That's how it was. And my life changed just like that. Ain't that all right? Y'all ain't going to move me away. I know what the Lord's done for me. Hallelujah. Now, you may consider, well, you know, I don't think we should act like I wish I could do more.
Oh, yes, you can.
Everybody understand?
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, yes,
Lord. Well, we don't want to defraud one another.
Thank you, Jesus.
Certainly, we don't want to defraud God.
Amen.
Let me see. If it's His right to for us to present our bodies a living sacrifice, give our all to Him, show forth the praise, love our neighbor. If we transgress in any way, do we defraud God?
Yes.
Well, there you go. Y'all judge yourselves then. See? See how that goes? Not only we might be found to defraud one another, but in so doing, we defraud God too.
That's right. Praise God.
When He purchased us and we run and hide, you know, in context, we don't hide. But we're not willing. We're not agreeing that we belong to God.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, the truth is the truth, and there's nothing that can be done against. No matter how rebellious we are, how stiff-necked, hard are, we still belong to God.
Amen. Absolutely.
We'll still have to answer to God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
This is good.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. I'll be done shortly. Praise the Lord. So, now, if you be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye. For the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. Thank you, Lord. But let none of you suffer as an evildoer.
Amen.
As a murderer.
Amen.
Or as a thief. You know, one that defrauds.
That's right.
Or an evildoer, or as a busybody.
Amen.
In other men's business.
Amen.
Or when you think about busybody, you think about the small communities.
Yeah.
Everybody's in everybody's business because that's what they have to do. Hallelujah. It's a common pastime of mankind, whether they live in a large community or a smaller community. It's just more hidden in a larger community, you know, like us. But since we're in this small community, nothing's hidden. Everybody here lives in a glass house. From me and you and everybody else. Absolutely. Absolutely. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You know, we're seeing it all of our different states. When we're up and down, in and out. Hallelujah. It's just real. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. No facade.
Amen. No. Amen.
Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed. But let him glorify God on this behalf. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. Thank you, Father. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offering. The sacrifice of God, our broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. But we're talking about poor in spirit. Thou will not despise. How much better is it to get wisdom than gold? And to get understanding rather than be chosen, get understanding rather to be chosen than silver. The highway of the upright is to depart from evil. He that keepeth his way preserveth his soul. Pride goeth before destruction, a haughty spirit before fall. The flip side is the humble spirit and the lowly. So the poor in spirit are not proud and arrogant and haughty. Proud, haughty, arrogant, not poor in spirit. They're opposite. Okay. Pride goeth before destruction. Haughty spirit before fall. The contrast. Better is it to be of an humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. Hallelujah. An angry man stirreth up strife, and a furious man aboundeth in transgression. A man's pride shall bring him low, but honor shall uphold the humble in spirit. See how the poor in spirit is contrasted. The opposite is proud and arrogant and wise. Okay? Thank you, Lord. No, don't. We won't be able to say, I didn't know. You know, that's one of our favorite. If I had known, we are inexcusable. A man's pride will bring him low. It's happened time and time again. It's happened with you. It's happened with me. That's always how it goes. Anytime we walk in the proud and arrogant, we can look to fall. It happened with Hezekiah. Happened with Solomon. Happened with David. Absolutely. With all men. I know you like to say, well, I'm not proud and arrogant like Pastor Rice, but yeah, we've all walked in pride. That's how we come. And when we exalt ourselves above others or set our neighbor at naught, they're in the same thing. I said it two different ways. When we think of ourselves more highly than we ought to, it's the same as despising your neighbor. See? That's proud. That's arrogant. That's not humble. God resists that. Huh? The righteousness of God works against that. Because Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. He was manifest to destroy the works of the devil, the evil. You know evil is going to be done away with? It's abounding everywhere. However, not always. You're going to make an end of sin.
Yes.
Hallelujah. An end of the transgression. Yeah, that's why the Son of God was manifest. We'll see the end of sin. Yeah. Right now, it has no dominion over us, which means that we can whip it every time. Every time. Every time. And we can live. We have this power. But we'll have to do it again and again and again until the end. Hallelujah. When the battle's over, we shall wear a crown, a bright and shining crown. The habanero cheese will be safe. The rock joy will be safe. Woo, thank you, Lord. Oh, help me, Jesus. I'm going on in Jesus' name. A man's pride shall bring him low, but honor shall uphold the humble in spirit. The fear of man bringeth a snare, but whoso puts his trust in the Lord shall be safe. Riches are deceitful. Sin is deceitful. For thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the hearts of the contrite ones. Blessed are the poor in spirit. For I will not contend with thee forever, neither will I always be wroth or angry. For the spirit shall fail before me, and the souls which I make. For the iniquity of his covetousness. That's quite a way to put it, huh? We read the iniquity of sin, and the iniquity of his covetousness was I wroth and smote him. I hid me and was wroth, and he went on frowardly in the way of his heart. I have seen his ways and will heal him. Thank you. I will lead him also and restore comforts unto him and to his mourners. I create the fruit of the lips, peace, peace, to him that is far off and to him that is near, saith the Lord, and I will heal him. But the wicked are like the troubled sea, when it cannot rest, whose waters cast up mire and dirt. There is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked. Thus saith the Lord, the heaven is my throne, the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that you will build for me? And where is the place of my rest? For all these things have mine hand made, and all those things have been, saith the Lord. But to this man will I look, even to him that is poor, 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 and of a contrite spirit. Oh, but you say I'm rich, rich. Blessed are the poor. Thank you, Lord. I will look to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word. He that killeth an ox, as if he slew a man. He that sacrifices the lamb, as if he cut off a dog's neck. He that offereth an oblation, as if he offered swine's blood. He that burneth incense, as if he blessed an idol. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yea, they have chosen their own ways, and their soul delighteth in their abominations. John 10:10, the thief cometh not but for to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But I am come that ye might have life, and that ye might have it more abundantly. More abundantly. I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Blessed are ye when men shall hate you. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy. Your reward is great in heaven. When like manner did their fathers unto the prophets. But woe unto you that are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe unto you that are full, for ye shall hunger. Woe unto you that laugh now, for ye shall mourn and weep. Woe unto you when all men shall speak well of you. For so did their fathers to the false prophets. Mortify therefore your members, which are upon the earth. Whose members? Your members. What are they? Fornication. Uncleanness. Where do they proceed? Out of the heart. I see. So that's what defiled you. That's what defiled you. Not that which goeth into the mouth. Hey, it's that which cometh out of the mouth. That's what defiles you. Huh? Germs don't defile you. I don't like germs, Pastor Wright. Well, you better be careful what you say. Huh? Them germs are going to kill you. Huh? Them cooties going to get you. They're going to come out of your heart, out of your mouth. Thank you, Lord. Oh, how we resist that, huh?
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Mortify, therefore, your members. And it's real plain. It tells what our members are. And it's the same thing as the things that come out of our mouth. You turn to Matthew 15 and you match it up. It said, not that which goeth in the mouth, but that which cometh out. Adulteries, fornication. See? So this is what you are to mortify. You can't mortify them in your brothers, but you can mortify them in your body. And a good way to do that, put a bridle on that thing. Huh? Yeah. Bring them thoughts into captivity. Everyone. Cast down the high thing. You know, that which say no God. Cast it down. It says no authority. Cast it down. My way. Cast it down. Fornication, uncleanness. That's quite the word, isn't it? I like it. Yeah, it's everything that's contrary to sound doctrine. Unclean. And such things. Inordinate affection. I see. What is that? Well. That's when our love, our affection are misplaced.
Yes.
We think more of ourselves than we think of our neighbor. Y'all know that's an ordinance?
Yes.
Long as you know.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Now let's walk in that knowledge.
Yes. Amen.
That's an ordinance.
Yes.
It's okay to love yourself,
yeah.
Not above your neighbor.
Right.
See how I tell y'all the truth? Well, what do we have to do with that? You got to believe it. It won't do any good if you just do little things to pacify and fool people. Or you have to believe it. You have to believe it. Then it works the work. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Evil concupiscence and covetousness, which is idolatry. Covetousness. That's the feeling of the rich man. Covetousness, which is idolatry. It's something that we choose over life. We choose it over God. We choose it over what's good. It's inordinate. It's covetousness because we esteem it above God. The rich ruler wouldn't give it up. God said, you can have me and all my treasure. That's what he said. He said, look here, you do this. Sell what you have, give to the poor. Come and follow me. Man, you'll have all my riches, all my treasures forever. And that is the most profound difference between the earthly treasures and the heavenly.
Amen.
One you can keep and the other you can't.
Amen.
But men usually choose the one they can't keep because they keep deceiving themselves, you know.
Amen.
There's nothing that you can get here that you can keep.
Amen.
So the wisdom of God say, lay not up treasures on earth.
Amen.
You can't keep them.
Amen.
But lay up treasures where you'll have them forever.
Hallelujah.
Huh? You don't have to worry about the thief. You don't have to worry about the thief. Huh? The government. Huh? No. They are safe. They're reserved in heaven. For you were kept by the power of God. Hallelujah. I'm almost done. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. I'm almost done. Amen. Jesus said, if thou wilt be perfect. Well, we just went through it. Praise the Lord. But the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful. For he had great possessions. Of course, he couldn't keep them. They were just great in his own eyes. But he esteemed them above all the treasures of heaven. Moses, in the contrast, said just the reproach of Christ is greater riches than all this stuff. Is that how you see it? You know. How do we esteem this privilege to dwell with the saints? Huh? Maybe it's just, thank you, Lord, something, some weight for us, or maybe we consider it as a privilege and an honor. Ann says yes. You say yes. Behold how good, how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. But God is faithful who has called us into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ. Our Lord, behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Hallelujah. Glory. If we're children, then we are heirs. Everybody understand that? Y'all know what an heir is? That means we have the inheritance. I mean, all that they have, they pass on to us. This is what Christ has done, God has done. Through Christ. We are heirs of God, but through Jesus Christ. And the truth is, everything is through Jesus Christ. There's no other way. We heard the other day how supposedly Graham turned around and said, well, I guess anybody of all faith anywhere might be saved. Not so. Peter said, neither is there any other name. There's no other name given under heaven. Among men whereby we must be saved. That's what Peter said. I believe it. And he said, by this name, by the authority in this name, this man that was born lame, he's now walking. He said, how do y'all do that? He said, by Jesus Christ. So a man born lame from birth. How about that? They called Peter and John one day when they didn't have no money. And he's asking for alms because, you know, I'm not able to do for myself. Alms. Well, they hit the jackpot. Hey, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. He jumped up. Got strength in his ankle bone. He went running, praising God, into the temple. Run on. Hallelujah. So, as a pattern, of course, there were the policemen, you know, the holy rollers, or the spiritual ones. Hey, I see you walking, but what power y'all do this in? Oh, how is it that this man? Well, they told him plainly. Just like the blind man in John chapter 9. How is it you see, blind man? You born blind, now you see. How is that? He's a man named Jesus. They didn't accept it. Which means that for some, he's a stumbling stone. He's a block of, a stumbling stone. But to others, he's a stepping stone. Absolutely. Well, see to you. The stone that the builders rejected. Now the builders, those are the ones that really had spiritual authority. They did. Oh yeah. Chief priests, elders and scribes. Yeah, they had authority. They got it from God. But for the most part, they rejected this stone. Not only did they reject him, they set him at naught. And that's what Peter told him. This is the stone that, the builders set at naught. But now he's become the headstone of the corner. He said, neither is there salvation in any other name. Hallelujah. It's that way today. Hallelujah. The name, the authority, it is the same. All right? Well, thank you, Lord. I'm sure there's still contention about how to baptize. It's a trap, Absolutely. There's no contradictory scriptures. No. They all say the same. They will identify your contention, though. You know that? Absolutely. They will. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to end up here. In the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Well, I need to say, though, before I go on, that, I found my scripture from 1 Timothy 6 upon arising this morning. This before I heard anything. And then, lo and behold, you know what's been going on this morning? Brother Sarah's been preaching about the rich. Yes, sir. Yes. All the scriptures, he's covered them all. This is just reiteration. But I didn't determine to do it. God put it in my heart before. You see why I rejoice? I've been hearing this all morning. Absolutely. That's why I said I'm just going to read my scripture. Huh? See how faithful God is? Hallelujah. So I'm determined to believe that God wants to hear it again. Even though, that's all that I say we've heard on the broadcast. Really? I just bear witness to the truth. All that I've said you read in your book, I just bear witness to the truth. I just speak, put the power to it. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In his discourse this morning, he said, we can trust in the God of this world, which is riches, or trust in the God who gives faith to take care of you when the money fails. Thank you, Lord. And that's why it seems like we're fools and we talk like fools. Because what we're doing is laying up treasure in heaven. We're laying up in store for a foundation for the time to come. This is how we do it. And we're trusting God who cannot lie. Of course, since we aren't, laying up treasure we can't keep, folks said they're just foolish. Huh? Well, the Bible says it the other way. Those that lay up treasure on earth, they're the fools. Yes. And they won't be able to keep it. Amen. And it won't help them in the day of God's wrath. Amen. It won't help them in the time of tribulation.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Someone sent me an email no text message. Elon Musk is a trillionaire. What is that? Trillionaire. And that's, I guess he's all set then, huh? Ready for the kingdom? Hallelujah. Of course, we don't need trillions, I'm being redundant, to be rich. Our riches are what we trust in.
Yes,
see?
Hallelujah.
Now, all men trust in something.
Yep.
So all men have riches.
Amen.
They're not durable riches, though.
Amen.
They're not everlasting riches. But there's not a man alive that doesn't have hope.
Right.
He's living, he have hope.
Hallelujah.
That's part of his riches. Because he trusts in that.
Right.
My hope is built on nothing
Amen.
Less.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Then Jesus' blood and righteousness. Yeah. Plainly, the wisdom of God say, trust not in uncertain riches. That means you can't keep them. You can't even be sure of their value from one day to the next. Huh? They go up and down. Based on what? Not what you need. I guess some crook somewhere. But the riches of God, they don't lose their value. Huh? The things of earth, well, they go dim and they lose their value.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. But we will gain something from this if we understand we aren't talking about Mr. Musk. We're talking about you. Mr. Musk's riches won't keep us from the kingdom.
That's right.
It will be our riches.
Hallelujah.
Don't say you don't have any.
Huh?
Men have riches. And if they lay them down, they can have God's riches. Huh? But there's so much deception. Huh? And men are convinced that they can have both. They can have their riches and God's riches too. They can have their lives and the life of Christ too. See? Now, men that are convinced, they begin to lay their lives down. Others just talk the talk. And they think that that's sufficient. Janice told me to tell y'all love to the saints. Well, how do you take that? Well, lip service. There's others that say love to the saints. Others say, Lord, Lord. Understand? You know, sometimes some would leave and then they'd show up and act like nothing. Well, say, how was this? You just act like nothing happened. You know, you diss us and disregard us and set us at naught, and then all at once, love to us. That's how I take it. Now, not in malice or whatever. That's just the truth. Yeah. Those that love me love my God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Absolutely. He's the one that loves me.
Amen.
And I love him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, this is a testimony that he loves us. We always got to say it that way. When we say we love God, that don't mean anything. It means we do understand that we love him because he first loved us. Well, we can go on with that. And because he loved us, we love Marie. Don't be deceived and say, well, I love Marie because she's not mean like Angela. Well, we love Angela too. Why? Because he first loved us. I'm going to say it like that. You all still in the cheese is not going to make me not love you. It's not going to make God not love you. No, no. You shouldn't steal, though. Thou shalt not steal. See? These things come out of your heart. Thefts, fornications, adulteries. Yeah, these are the things that defile a man. Huh? So don't blame them on Pastor Ray. They come out of your heart. All that comes out of your mouth comes out of your heart. All right? You see what comes out of my mouth. The Lord is good. His mercy endureth forever. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Hallelujah. Now, we need to do it that way. Don't hate your brother because they transgress you. Yeah, you're a hypocrite. Let's not be a hypocrite. Right? Love mercy. Do justly. Walk humbly with thy God. Have you ever stolen? Absolutely. I told you when I was a teenager, I stole a car. I did. Huh? And wrecked it. How embarrassing. But I was blessed. And even then, I knew I was blessed. Because the sheriff came and picked me up. I ended up in the county jail. I met one of my classmates up there, Harold Thomas Bale. He said, "What are you in for?" That's what they ask you now. Absolutely. And I told him. And he told me what he was in for, but he said, "I didn't do it. I didn't believe it." He was in for stealing money. Yeah, the folk, I guess they put a little test out there. $100 bill. He said, "I didn't do it. I didn't do it." It could be true, but I don't believe it. Well, for one thing, I knew Harold Thomas Bell. Absolutely. Know what's in man. Hallelujah. Well, I never denied it. Plus, the evidence was just too overwhelming. That's how it is with us. All of our denial, the evidence is just overwhelming. But men still are in denial. I told them, yeah, I did it. I just couldn't tell them why. Praise the Lord. But the Lord had mercy on me. They let me go. I had to face my accuser. Praise the Lord. She was very kind. She said, "You can go work in my flower garden, pull all them weeds, do all that cultivating, whatever I need you to do, haul the leaves, put the compost, and when you've done enough, we'll call it even." She said, "I'll let you keep the books." So I had a little tablet, and I kept the books. And when I was done, I said, "I'm done." She said, "Okay." Isn't that wonderful? See how good God is to me? She was really nice. Hallelujah. There were some things that it seemed like she wasn't nice about. Nevertheless, she had an apple tree, of course, and apples would fall on the ground. And we being kids, we'd just run over there and pick up one. And she'd come out, "Hey, hey," and we'd run. Of course, she'd tell Daddy. And what she wanted us to do was to ask. Well, we figured, man, pear, apple tree and apples on the ground, you just get one needed. That wasn't what she wanted. Praise the Lord. And she was right. It was her tree. But I could tell how Dad dealt with it. He just didn't think it was a high priority. But he still chastised it. "Y'all leave them apples alone." Well, we could tell. You can just tell. He was doing it out of commitment. He was right. She was right, too. Y'all understand that? They still were wrong. She had apples and plenty of them. That don't make, you know, it's just not right to steal. Hallelujah. Thou shalt not steal. Don't defraud your neighbor. Huh? Speak truth to your neighbor. Hallelujah. All right. All hearts and minds clear. Thank you, Lord. All right, who's going to pray for us today? Did we get hate? Huh? Just about. Still coming. I believe the rain's still coming, too. We got a little bit of rain yesterday. We thank God for every drop. We got dew this morning. We thank God for that, too. Hallelujah. Manna from heaven. We thank God for that, too. Our supply of the Spirit. We thank God. It is a righteous response. Brothers and sisters, those who with us that have obtained like precious faith through the righteousness of God and Jesus our Savior. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. This often happens, though. You know, if I'm reading something or writing something, then I hear it. The first thing I looked at was 1 Timothy 6 about riches and covetousness. And that's all I've been hearing on the broadcast. Isn't that good? Of course, we've heard it before. But what I discern is that God wants us to hear it again. Maybe differently this time. You know. Of course, the way we hear now shouldn't be the way we first heard. We grow in grace. We mature. Our hearing should become keener, our understanding more fuller, because we're growing, we're being conformed. Hallelujah. Well, thank you, Lord. I remember my response to a 24-hour broadcast, and I was saved, you understand. I said, preaching all the time. That was my response, because you turned over, come on, preaching all the time. I said, preaching all the time. See how honest I am? But I come to receive it as a blessing. Absolutely. There's not a time that I turn the broadcast on and I'm not blessed. The Lord anointed the man to preach, and it still has power. Hallelujah. And we can grow thereby. When we receive the ingratitude word with me. Well, one fellow called me and said, hey, we need to get on. Our time's moving on. We need something new now. Hallelujah. And of course, he's not the only one. Others have said that. They're still talking about Obama, man. He's not talking about Obama. No. He's talking about the times. We still read about Daniel. He was before Obama. Everybody understand that? It's just the carnal mind. You understand? Of course, he talks about Mr. Trump, and Mr. Trump is still there. So how about that? God worked that out, you know. Yes, he did. But don't forget now, Mr. Trump, he's representative of the people. Absolutely. There's no way a bunch of righteous people are going to elect a crook. They won't do it. He wouldn't stand if it was a bunch of righteous people. No, he wouldn't. That's why Satan's kingdom is not going to stand. God is righteous. And he's righteous in you. Satan, your kingdom's coming down. Amen. Absolutely. I hear the voice of Jesus saying, Satan, your kingdom's coming down. Hallelujah. Telling your lies all. Yeah, your kingdom's coming down. Hallelujah. We say to our God, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Pray for us, Brother Edward.
Well, thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that again, we have been instructed on by a man of understanding that would tell Israel, my people, what they ought to do. And Father God, that's the way I heard the scripture this morning, Lord. As Pastor Wright sent it, I don't know if he sent it to all, but I took it as for me. And the part that stuck out to me this morning, Lord, or you brought out to me from 1 Timothy chapter 6, was the verse down in 19. Well, I guess I need to start up above, as the pastor just mentioned and read and expounded on. He said, charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who giveth us richly all things. And Father, when you spoke that, I thought, wow, you know, that's exactly what this world does, and this is what this world tries to teach us to do. And that's what we once did. And you brought us out. And so we no longer are seeking uncertain riches, But then you said that, but in the living God who giveth us richly all things. So we still have the things that the world seek after, but we have them richly, which means we don't have the sorrow with it. We don't have the bills and the domineering, like the rich young ruler. You know, we don't have that bondage. That's the growth. There you go. Thank you, Lord. Bless you, brother. We don't have the bondage and the bills and the sorrow that goes along with it. Yet we have richly all things because all things are yours.
All things.
Thank you, Lord. But then you told us this. You said, tell them to do good. This is what we ought to do. Do good. Be rich in good works, ready to distribute, and willing to communicate. And this is the part here. Laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come. And that's where we are. And that's what you're doing with us right now. You're telling us what to do. You're giving us, Richie, all things that we can lay up a good foundation for the time to come.
Amen.
Thank you for that, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
We are very privileged people to have this knowledge. We are very privileged people to have this work being going on inside of us.
Thank you, Lord.
Being done by the divine creator God. We are very privileged, Father. And I pray that we, Father God, give us the grace, the understanding, the enlightenment to realize how privileged we are to have, to know these things and to have these things working in us.
Thank you, Lord.
Because this is Christ and he wants to save us. So, Father, thank you for this word of God today. Thank you for the admonition. Thank you for stirring up our pure minds by way of remembrance. Because we are in this world, but we're not of this world.
True, Lord.
And we need to be reminded of that every day. Because we are bombarded with the spirit of this age from every direction. And we don't want, Lord God, to be as they are, Lord God. We want to be as you are. So, Father, continue, Lord God. Thank you. Continue to give us the grace and the help to receive the engrafted word with meekness, which is able to save our souls. And thank you for the reproaches of Christ that we suffer for coming out from among them and being separate. Yes, Lord, we esteem this as a blessing. And we rejoice in these things. We thank you for this. Bless Pastor Rice and keep him, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for keeping him strong in the faith.
Thank you, Lord.
Because this type of mindset and this type of preaching is not of this world. It's not of this age.
Thank you, Lord.
And God, and there are only a few that's going to believe it. Thank you, Father, that we are of that few. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you, Lord. So bless him and keep him and keep us all, Lord God. Give him the grace to keep believing it and preaching it.
Yes, Lord.
Like he believes it. Bless us to keep hearing it like we believe it.
Hallelujah.
And help us all, Lord God, to act upon it.
Yes, Father.
Act upon that knowledge. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Brother Edward, for praying for us. All right. God bless you, saints. We're getting hay today. How about that? We're laying up in store. All right. While we are drying food, we're laying up in store. These things are secondary, though. Everybody understand? Our trust is not in hay. No, it's not in our dried garlic. No, our trust is in God. Hallelujah. As Brother Stair would say, they can come take all this stuff. We'll give it. Yeah, y'all come on in. Sup with us. Our treasure they can't take. Hallelujah. And our God will never leave us. He'll never forsake us. Maranatha, the Lord is coming.